The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master.
Welcome to the Rescue Worker channel. I'm so glad that you have joined us here on this special place. You may ask, but what is the Rescue Worker? Well, maybe tomorrow I can share some thoughts about this new ministry that seeks to empower the Jesus disciples to live a life like him. And maybe on the next day I can tell a little bit about our logo, our pillars. But today I'm here to share a special project that we're launching on September 6th, Monday, September 6th, where we'll start our journey in the Gospel of Luke. Our goal on this journey is not to be a commentary of the Gospel of Luke. There's so many good resources out there. But our goal is to try to experience Jesus, to learn from him, to see how he loved, how he served, who was Jesus. So on that way, we can know how we should love, serve, and be like Jesus. That is our goal on this journey that is beginning on September 6. And why we're doing that? Well, let me turn to a Bible passage, one of my favorite Bible verses and chapters of the Bible. Is from the book of Acts, chapter 11, where we see the Antioch community or the Antioch church. If I could, I would probably wish I could be the pastor of the Antioch church. And we see major passages or reports about this church in Acts 11 and 13. But on verse 26 of chapter 11 says, the second part, it was at Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. Somehow, on this city, the believers, those that accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, were for the first time called Christians. What does it mean? Some scholars suggest that the title or this name of, or naming them Christian, was just a situation to differentiate those that kept the Sabbath, the Jews, from those that kept the Sabbath and were followers of Jesus. Oh, those they are not Jews, they are Christians, they follow Christ. Other scholars suggest that was just a way to mock them, to make fun of them. Hey, who are you? You're following that person that died? But personally, I believe that the reason they were called Christians in Antioch was because they spent so much time with Christ, studying his life, learning from him, that they start serving like Jesus did, loving like Jesus did. So they were little Christs. The reality today is that we live in a world that is polarized, where in the name of Christ or in the name of Jesus, terrible things are done. Some people think that being a Christian means, oh, I have a set of beliefs. Oh, being a Christian means is, oh, behaving a certain way. Well, what I can tell you, being a Christian is more than a title. It's being a follower of Jesus Christ. Being little Christ, serving like Jesus, loving like Jesus. And in order for us to be like Jesus, we need to spend time with him, learning from him, having a relationship with him. For this reason, on September 6th, we are starting this journey in the Gospel of Luke. Every weekday, we'll have a few verses of the Gospel of Luke. Our goal is not to finish fast. Our goal is to see Jesus, learn from him, try to find ways that he served and loved, so you and I can serve and love like him. So I hope you will join us for this beautiful journey. And I want to encourage you to invite other people to come along and learn from Jesus through the Gospel of Luke. I'll be sharing more information, the verses that we're supposed to read every day, and many other aspects on the Rescue Worker channels. I hope to see you on September 6th, Monday, September 6th, where we'll start this journey together. Don't forget that you were created according to God's image, according to his likeness. And as you follow Jesus Christ, you are reflecting God. I hope to see you soon. May God bless you.
The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus' apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master.